Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 10th episode of The Roar inside CSUSM Athletics. My name is Raven LeClaire, and I'm joined by some very special guests. We have some folks on the cheer team with us today. So if you guys want to take turns introducing yourselves, you can say like what grade you're in, where you're from, and then maybe like your stunting position, stuff like that. Anything you want us to know.
I guess I'll go.
Sorry. Good.
I'm Ariane. I am a fourth year here at Cal State, and I am a back spot.
My name is Riley. I'm a second year, and I'm a base.
My name is Brittany. I'm a second year, and I'm also a base.
Very cool. So I just want to be clear to everyone on the podcast and you guys. I didn't know much about cheer before this, so I like binge watched all of cheer on Netflix just to learn some stuff. So for those people who are like listening who maybe don't know what like a base is or something like that, do you guys want to talk about like what that role is?
I can go. So in cheer, there's four positions of stunting. And there's a main base, and then there's a side base, a backspot, and a flyer. So a main base is the person who stands on the right side, and they're kind of like more in control and have more hold of the foot when like putting someone in the air. And then the other base is a side base, and they're just kind of there for the additional support of the flyer. And then the flyer is the person who's on top. They're the one up in the air, like hitting the body positions. Then the backspot usually like holds the ankles and the waist, and they're there for the back support and helps lift up the stunt.
Very cool. Do you guys have anything else to add?
I think me personally being a backspot for years, my back is incredibly messed up. Because when you carry so many different people and like catch them, like When you are a backspot, you kind of dedicate yourself to getting hurt, but not letting the flyer get hurt, and as well as the bases too. Like you'll get a bloody nose, black eye, anything, but that flyer has to remain spotless, unhurt, and everything. So I've definitely taken a lot of falls in all the years that I've been cheering, and I'm sure Riley and Brittany have as well. Like it's insane.
Yeah. You can go, Riley.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing. Yeah, I've done back spotting for a while, too. And all the positions are just, there's different things for each position that makes it incredibly hard. But when it's all together, it looks amazing. So,
yeah, I totally agree. When I was watching, I feel like a big thing with cheer is like building trust in each other and having trust in each other. So how do you guys like figure out how to build that kind of relationship with each other?
Yeah, honestly, the team that we had, we did a few bonding exercises like right from the beginning and just doing things so we get to know each other and like get to trust each other. But this team has definitely been one of the closest teams I've ever been on. And it just comes with a lot of trust, and you're going to fall sometimes, and like there's going to be like some accidents, but they're all there to support you and push you. And if you're like struggling on anything, they're always there. So I think just like going throughout the year, it's just trust has grown even more like throughout the years. So.
Yeah, definitely. Like also adding on to Riley, like there's a lot of practice that goes into our stunts and stuff. So, and we're usually assigned a flyer at the beginning of the year. And we kind of keep working and working and working on different stunts, and that bond and the trust becomes prominent. Like if the flyer's trying something new and they fall, but you catch them, it's like another link to that trust chain of everybody. Like you just gotta be there for everyone. And there's just a bunch of trust anyway within the whole cheer team, because we all know that if one of us struggles, we're there to help. You know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So we're all there for each other. It's really cool.
I feel like that's something that's cool about cheer, is that you don't necessarily have to work on building the bond between the girls. I feel like very, like from the first practice, you're already like connected and like, I don't know, you could feel the support from everyone. And I think that's something that's really cool about cheer, because we all have like the same goal and mindset, and we all love being a part of like a cheer program. So we usually connect right away. And like, I don't know, it's something that's like really fun and cool about being involved in cheer.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell like the passion you guys have for cheer in just the few minutes we've already been talking. So maybe you guys can talk about like, what's your most memorable cheer moment at St. Marcos?
Okay.
I would say, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Riley. Go, okay. Girl.
Okay. one of the coolest things that we did was the Cougar Madness performance. And that was like, that was super fun. And we just had like a whole routine that we were actually able to like show everyone, and the crowd was huge. So it was just really cool that we were actually able to like pump up the crowd and like get them going for basketball games and stuff. And then we got to show them like a little bit of what we've been working on. So that was definitely a really cool thing.
I have a funny story that actually goes with Cougar Madness. So since I'm a back spot, I definitely have to travel to all kinds of different stunts in our routine. And we had this really big stunt. It's a basket toss, and our flyer does, she used to do a back tuck in the air, and we'd have to catch her. But this time she did a toe touch basket. And I wasn't there. I didn't, for a split second, I forgot where I was supposed to be in our routine, and my flyer almost went up in a switch up, and I thought we were at the basket. So she almost went out without me. And that was probably my most memorable moment. And you can see it, if anybody taped it, you can see me like wandering in the back and my flyers looking around like, where's my back spot to catch me? But yeah, I think that was my most memorable moment.
Yeah, I almost had the same thing. Like one of the flyers wasn't there, and I was like supposed to be back spotting her. So I was like, I'll just go up. But then she came. So it was like so funny. I almost had to go up into the air because no one was there.
Oh my goodness.
For me, my most memorable moment was our cheer camp we had in the beginning of the year. And this really stood out to me a lot because it was the first time I got to do like collegiate stunts, because in high school, you're not allowed to do back tuck baskets and like stack girls three high in the air. So that was really cool because it was really exciting. That was my first time. And we really haven't had much experience like on campus and stuff since we got sent home early because of COVID. So it's like one of the things that I still remember about being a part of the cheer team, and I'm really excited and looking forward to do more of those types of stunts since we only had a little bit to experiment with them. But our cheer camp was really fun, and we got to like do a lot of training there, and like we got to meet some like cool coaches too from outside places, so that was really awesome.
That's super cool. I feel like a lot of what you guys are talking about is like obviously the trust you have in each other, and also the relationships, but like I feel like a lot in cheer you have to like recover, like even if you do something wrong, you can't show that you did something wrong, so it's like a lot about recovering fast, which I also feel like is kind of like a big life lesson. So how do you guys see yourselves like translating cheer into like your daily lives or into like your futures?
We keep doing that, sorry.
At the same time, some of us outside of Cal State San Marcos cheer, we help with like high schools and other stuff like that, and like being their coach as well. I'm coaching for a cheer team at my old high school, and that's learning the new stunts and learning from like the best coach we've ever had to be a good coach has definitely helped me lead my own team. So taking those leadership skills and the responsibility, it definitely helps a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would say cheer is definitely like a team sport. So it's just helped me to like in group activities or like just at work, like working with other people, it's definitely helped guide me, and it takes a lot of it takes like a lot of self or like determination to get like exactly where you want to be and you have to be on top of everything, like practicing every day and really, really hard on yourself just to get where you want to be. And yeah, that it helped me a lot, like just doing schoolwork and working, like you have to be determined the whole time and working hard. So
I totally agree.
For me, I feel like it's helped a lot with multitasking and time management, because cheer, there was a lot of practices and you have a lot of outside activities and things you have to do. And for me, I've always done like school and practice, but since we were home for COVID, I got a job, and I feel like I kind of like see this with cheer now, like it's taught me to like stay on task and like have good time management skills. Like, I don't know, like instead of having a practice time, now I have a work time. So I'm still like trying to get all my schoolwork done and like a time crunch and like staying on top of things. And then now instead of going to practice, I'm going to work. So I think this will stay with me for like my whole life and just like trying to stay busy and like, I don't know, in control of all the things and making sure you're getting things done.
Yeah, you definitely kind of develop like a higher sense of responsibility in any kind of sport or team sport. Because you have the responsibility to yourself and your teammates to show up every day. So, I mean, I totally agree with all you guys.
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Hi. Sorry, I got off work late.
It's okay. So, everyone, we have another guest joining us from the cheer team. Lucy, if you want to introduce yourself. Earlier you said, like, obviously your name's Lucy. but, like, what year you're graduating and then, like, what's your sensing position?
Okay, so my name is Lucy Rivera, and I am graduating in 2023, so I'm a second year right now. My major is anthropology, and I'm a flyer.
Amazing. Okay, so now that Lucy's here, I mean, we can kind of backtrack now. So how did you guys all get into cheer, or do you guys do any, like, competitive cheer outside of CSUSM also?
I've been cheering since eighth grade. So I started with Pop Warner, and then I went to high school cheer and competed in high school cheer, and then was like, why not? Let's try out for college. And that's what happened. But my plan is, I really hope we get to compete this year. So that's what I'm really hoping for.
Okay, I'll go. I started doing cheer when I was in sixth grade. I was doing competitive. And after that, I think I did it till my junior year of high school. And then I started doing high school cheer, and we did competitions through high school. And then obviously now I'm doing college cheer. So.
I've been cheering since I was 7 years old. I saw the pretty uniforms and everything, and I wanted to wear the skirt. And so I definitely, that's where it started. And I did high school, and I did competitive cheer in high school. And I actually was so sick and tired of cheer at one point after high school. I took a year off to do a different activity. But oh my gosh, I wanted to go back so bad. That's me. I'm a cheerleader. I can't stay away from it. And so I started doing it in college for 1 year. And I thank God that I'm going to be a fifth year so I can do it again and get more out of it, because our season was cut short.
For me, I started cheer probably when I was like 5 or 6. I'm not really sure, but I actually didn't want to do it. And my parents forced me because they wanted me to cheer for my little brother at his football games. But I was a softball player, so I was like, this is horrible. So I would actually, like, I don't know, cry, and I didn't want to do it. But I continued to do it. And I ended up doing softball and cheer all the way up until eighth grade. And then when I got to high school, I had to choose which sport, and I chose cheer over softball. So, and I'm very thankful my parents put me through it, because I love the program and it's taught me so much and it's so much fun. But so yeah, that's how I started.
That's funny. I feel like a lot of times when you get into a sport when you're younger, it's like something your parents forced you to do, not something that like you genuinely wanted to do in the first place. So it's funny. The same thing happened to me. But I guess that leads me to my next question. What made you guys like stick with cheer over everything else? And like, what made you want to try out at San Marcos?
So when I was doing the other activity, it really opened my eyes because, when you're on a different team, it's, and not cheer, it's always different how they act. Cheer, you're always one unit. You all work towards the same goal. You guys were a team, a family. And when I was on a different team, that was not even present. No, there wasn't that same unity. Like, we're all in this together. Cue High School Musical, because I know you guys are thinking it. but like, that's what made me come back and stay with it. It's the family. It's the common bond that we all have that you can't really get anywhere else. So.
Yeah, I did gymnastics and dance probably my whole life. And I ended up going to this other like competitive cheer gym. And I saw like some of the teams practicing, and everything was just like so fast paced. And like, you just see like girls like doing flips and then someone goes up in the air. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. So like in fifth grade, I was like, I need to do that. And then, yeah, just watching that really made me want to stick with cheer. So.
Lucy or Brittany, do you guys want to add anything?
I'll go. Okay. So in high school, I actually got really injured from cheer. So I was dropped and I fell on the ground and I sprained my neck. So I was in a neck brace for a couple months and everybody was like, okay, you have to stop now. Like, that's so dangerous. And I was like, I don't want to. Like, I love everything about it. The thrill, just the love that you feel on the team and just the love for the sport. So I act like even after that, I still wanted to go back. So I started in college after that.
I love that. So is there any other like extracurricular things you guys are involved in on campus? Like, are you in any other clubs, anything like that?
I'm part of the theater club. We definitely, cheer has helped with that because you have to perform in front of a lot of people. And it's the same thing with theater. You have to perform in front of an audience. So it's definitely given me confidence to be in a theater program and be able to speak in front of a lot of people because, yeah, you had to in cheer. So.
Brittany, I know that you're also on the track team. How do you find like balancing both, or do you find things that go from one to the other, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of work being on both sports, but from like the last question you asked, that's actually kind of why I went to San Marcos, was because at San Marcos, they're going to give me the opportunity to be on track and cheer, while the other schools I was looking into wanted me to either be on track or cheer. And I just didn't know which one I wanted to give up quite yet. So that's kind of why I did track here. But I mean, it's a lot of practicing, but I really like practicing. I think it's like fun and being around all the other athletes. I feel like it's not really like practice. It can be challenging with like classes and stuff because I take full-time classes here, but I mean, I don't know, for me, it's not really that bad because I really like being a part of both and I don't really see it as like practice or like a workout I have to go to. It's more of like, oh, sweet. Like, I have track practice for 2.5 hours and then I get to go to cheer practice for 2 hours right after that. I don't know, it's kind of fun, but, and it keeps me like in shape and active. So that's always a bonus.
Yeah, I love that. It's almost like it's not even, it sounds like it's not even like a job for you. It's more of like, this is what I want to do because I get to hang out with like my friends and build those kind of bonds. Riley or Lucy, do you guys have any other extracurricular activities you guys are in? No, that's okay.
I'm in a sorority, so I'm also in Alpha Omicron Pi, and I hold a position. I'm the retained and engaged chair, so balancing sorority, cheer, and then also work, it's kind of a lot, but if you just time management and communicate with everybody, it kind of works out. So if you have something going on, just talk to like your coach or anything, it definitely works out. It's possible to do it all.
Yeah, I'm in Alpha Z Delta, so just balancing everything is it, you learn from it though, just time management. So
I think being on like a cheer team, you have to really have like a lot of energy and spirit, obviously. Can you guys talk about like what do you think are like the most important or best qualities to have being on a cheer team?
I would say you just trying to be open with trying new things, because there's a lot of new stunts you got to learn and a lot of new dances you got to learn, and you really have to be open-minded when it comes to stuff like that and try to work around any difficult, you know, parts that you come through. And just be friendly, I guess. Just being friendly is a super awesome thing when it comes to a cheer team, because, you know, we have to spend so much time together. And when you walk in the door with a bad attitude or something, it really brings the whole team down. Like, everyone's attitude starts to change if one person is out of place. So
yeah, I would say pretty much the same thing. Just being energetic really helps pump the crowd up, and if one person comes in like super lazy or, you know, not in the mood that day, it brings everyone down. And I know everyone has those days sometimes, but just bringing everyone, it'll bring everyone down, which brings the crowd down. So just trying to be as like optimistic or as energetic as you could be. And I mean, with any sport or like anything that you do, any work or school, you have to be hardworking. So I think that applies here too.
I feel like, I mean, I completely agree with what the girls are saying, but then also we need people who are driven and like willing to work with the team, just because cheer is such a team sport that if maybe two girls don't show up for practice, now your whole stunt group can't put a stunt up, and this really hurts the team because now we can't like run a full out routine, which means like we can't throw all the girls up in the air because we're missing someone. So everyone means so much to the team, like every single spot and position. So we really need people who are willing to like put in all their effort and like actually make the time for the sport just like any other sport. And then on top of that, being like super positive and easygoing, because it can be very stressful and like not everything works out. And like some days it just may be an off day and like you may not hit your stunt, and like it can be really, really irritating. So like just trying to stay like positive and realizing that like it's okay, like maybe it's not our day today, and like just trying to like push through that is like a really good quality to have in cheer.
Going off of what Brittany said, I'd say just a positive attitude. Like if you come in excited and happy to be there, like the whole team is going to feed off of that, and that energy is just going to spread, and it's going to make a place where everybody wants to be and it's happy. And also going off of what Brittany said about if everybody wants to be there and is there, we get a lot done. And it can be frustrating if people don't show up, so just genuinely wanting to be there helps a lot too.
I think you guys had a lot of great stuff to say about the cheer team. I personally learned a lot about you guys today and just cheer in general. So I hope that the listeners also did as well. But for one last thing, is there anywhere that like anyone who wants to try out for cheer or just anyone interested can find you guys like on social media or anything?
I would say for right now, you can probably private message us on Instagram, and Lucy and I are in charge of that, so we can kind of point you in the right direction. With COVID, we're still kind of like not sure what it's looking like for next year, but we're working with Todd Snedden or something like that, and he's going to help us like push us in the right direction and give us more information. So I think right now just DMing us on, we have an Instagram, a Facebook, and a Twitter. And then we'll just try to keep in contact with you. And then when we find out information, we can share the information with you. And then hopefully we'll see you on our team next year.
Amazing. I think everyone's going to want to be on the cheer team after this. You guys did amazing. So thank you for being on with me. And then for everyone watching, we'll catch you on the next episode of The Roar. Goodbye.